Immaculate Midnight by Ellen Hart. Prologue. Summer, 1996. He stood motionless in the woods behind the house and watched the flickering glow coming from the bedroom window. It was just after midnight, the witching hour, the time when laws blurred and rules shifted. Out in the boonies, this far from the main road, the nearest neighbor was a good half mile away. He'd chosen the house because of its remoteness. His preparation was, as always, precise. He'd come to appreciate that fire was a necessary cleansing. The desire to surrender to its magic, to its chaos and gloriously destructive power, was a pure primeval urge. It had started as an accident. A bit of cigarette ash dropped carelessly on the bedsheets after sex. The cigarette was a cliché, of course. What happened next wasn't. He should have smothered the fire immediately, should have dragged his drunken partner to safety, but instead he just sat there, mesmerized by the tiny glowing specks as they crept slowly across the cotton blankets, smoldering at first, almost going out. When the pillowcase finally caught, it was all over. Fire play was edge play, he'd later read in a magazine. Injury or death could result. He'd stayed too long that first night, nearly got himself killed. He'd escaped the house, choking on the smoke, gasping for air. He should have felt guilty, or terrified, or both. He should have called 911 on his cell, but instead he got in his car and left. The next day, the desire to repeat the incident was so overwhelming that he found himself unable to concentrate on anything else. He went home that night and built a bonfire in his Weber grill. He stood in the dark, as he did now, and watched the glow turn to flame, but it was too controlled, too small. Nothing was at stake. In the end, he saw it as a lesson, a way to understand himself more fully. He would succumb to this new illicit need. He had no choice. That's when he took on a new persona, calling himself Hyde. It had started as a joke, but ended as an omen. He merely wanted to appropriate a name that sounded dangerous. Mr. Hyde, Lieutenant Hyde, sometimes Pastor Hyde. It didn't matter, of course, because it was simply the cloak of anonymity he used when he needed it. People even poked fun at him. If he was Hyde, where was Dr. Jekyll? Next came the big belly laughs, the slaps on the back. Hyde was always polite. He laughed right along with them. But he wasn't laughing now. Every cell in his body was enraptured by the sight of the burning house. The flames were rising, seducing, devouring, traveling up the walls, bursting through the roof fence, caressing the shingles with hungry, grasping fingers. The darkness had turned dangerous and bright. Even this far away, he could feel the growing inferno as it pressed hot and raw against his skin. The house creaked under the weight of falling beams. It was glorious, purifying, a living, breathing, all-devouring beast that owed its life to him.